It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack.
I don't know if it's my age, I don't know if it's stress, I don't know if it's my lifestyle or what is going on, but I have the hardest time, I can't say sleeping, but staying asleep. I can fall asleep anytime, anywhere, but I wake up at 2 in the morning, and then I go back to bed and I wake up at 4 in the morning, and it's I know I'm not getting enough REM sleep, and so I'm excited about today's topic because our guest today is Lindsay Champion, and she's the wellness director of Pure Wow, which is a women's lifestyle destination dedicated to making your life easier, more interesting, more beautiful, and today, help us sleep better. So Lindsay, thank you for coming to help us out.
Thanks so much for having me, David.
Well, okay, let's talk first of all, because everybody says they need their beauty sleep. Is that just a myth?
No, oh my gosh, it's not a myth, and I'm so here to help you today. So we all know that sleep is obviously important. Everyone tells us that. But David, since you're a beauty guy, I'm really going to try to appeal to your beauty sensibilities here. You know sleep is important. Beauty sleep, the amount of sleep that you get has really been scientifically proven to directly impact your skin. So I'm kind of a big study nerd. I love studies. And one of my favorite ones about this is the University Hospital's Case Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio, studied two groups of women. One group regularly slept less than 5 hours a night. That kind of sounds like you with your sleep right now.
Yes.
don't worry, I've been there. The other group of women slept between 7 and 8 hours a night, which is more optimal. So the group that slept less than 5 hours, they didn't only have older-looking skin. They had darker under-eye circles, and they had more measured weight loss, which water loss, which is basically like their skin was more dehydrated than the women who slept 7 to 8 hours, but they also had the similar effects in their hair. And the thing that amazes me the most is that the women who slept better also tended to just perceive their own skin as like looking pretty good. But then the women who slept less, more like 5 hours, thought that they really did look tired and dehydrated. So it's not up for debate at all. It's like, it's a mental thing. It's a physical thing. It's the way other people perceive you. It's the way you perceive yourself. It's all totally scientifically backed.
Okay, I don't get much sleep, but I think I wake up looking great. No, I'm kidding. and young.
Well, you're already halfway there then.
No, some days, I mean, you can see the bags under my eyes, and I quickly put on one of the serums that I've made, and I'm just like, oh my gosh. And I want to write it off to aging, but I know part of it is I'm just not staying asleep. So I'm fortunate where I can fall asleep, and I swear to you, anytime, anywhere. I'm the guy who's asleep on the airplane before we hit the runway, and everybody's like, but I won't sleep the whole flight. I wake up 20 minutes in, and I used to go over to Asia a lot, so it's a 15-hour flight. 20 minutes into the flight,
wow.
I'm awake, and now since I slept, I can't go back to sleep. So what tips or tricks can you tell us of how to get to go to sleep? Because a lot of people do have problems.
Yeah, and I'm a reformed insomniac myself, so I totally understand all of this. So one of the tricks, also, I'm just kind of like not, you know, I don't think you should try, prescription medication or even over-the-counter medication before you've tried these things, because they're really just like free, easy things you can try that are completely scientifically backed. So the first one that I love is setting your thermostat to the optimal sleep temperature. So you need to set your thermostat to 67 degrees Fahrenheit every night. And multiple studies have shown that your body temperature drops to prepare you for sleep. So basically, you're just helping your body do that work. So if you are setting the optimal temperature in your room, you're going to fall asleep a lot faster. You're going to stay asleep longer. And then you won't have that, like, I'm too hot, you know, I need to throw all the covers off, or I'm too cold sort of thing going on. So that's the first thing. If you're not doing that,
okay. I gotta interrupt and ask you this. You live up north. I'm from Florida. So for us, 67 is when we put heavy jackets on. All kidding aside, it's freezing to us. My house, if you keep it even at 74, people think it's cold. And people do. They think I keep my house cold. What is normal for you? What is your house normally at? Do you really go to 67 and that's not cold for you?
I really set it for 67. I do use a comforter as well, just in case I get a little cold. But your body will acclimate to it. That really is what your body wants to your optimal body temperature to be while you're asleep. So you got to trust me on this one a little bit. Give it a shot, see if it works, and definitely still use a blanket at the same time.
I'm learning because most of our listeners are all over the country. They're not Florida. And so everybody's probably laughing at me saying, Dave, in the winter, we set the heat at 67. But if it's in the low 60s out, I'm running the heat at home. All kidding aside.
Yes. And
I was just, when you said that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it's like a refrigerator. Okay. So I'm out of the norm on that. But okay, so I'm going to try 67. What other tips do you have?
Give it a shot. Another thing you can do that's so easy is just keep your door open. So there have been some studies recently. My favorite is the International Journal of Indoor Environment and Health. They found that people who slept in well-ventilated rooms just fell asleep faster and they stayed asleep throughout the night as opposed to people who slept with their door shut. So that's something
really?
So easy. I know you can sleep with your door open. That'll be, you know, your bedroom door.
Yeah. I was going to say, not the front door.
Yeah, lock the front door, keep the bedroom door open.
Okay.
That's a super easy one. And then the last one is so cool. It's something you don't think about. This is a trick I learned from sleep scientist Matthew Walker, and it's calculating your sleep opportunity. So if you want to get 8 hours of sleep, David, and you have to get up at 8 a.m., I'm going to make you do some math. What time would you need to go to bed? So 8 hours of sleep, you have to get up at 8 a.m.
Well, then midnight.
Right. And that's exactly what I would say, too. And that's because we're both optimists. We're completely like glass half full people. And we're like, yeah, I'll go to sleep at midnight. I'll get 8 hours of sleep. But what about, did I forget to turn off the oven? And did I remember to floss? And all these little last minute things that maybe you haven't taken care of yet. And also, like, don't you ever read before bed or unwind? Like, you've got to factor all that stuff in.
If I put my head down, I'm asleep in 30 seconds. You've never seen anything like it. I do it in movie theaters. I can't go to movies because I fall asleep in 2 minutes. My wife hates it because I'm boring.
Oh, my gosh. You're one of the lucky ones for sure, because for me, I was realizing that if I don't give myself a full 8 hours and 45 minutes, I will not get 8 hours of sleep. So that's the sleep opportunity right there, is the extra 45 minutes you need.
Is 45 minutes to go to sleep normal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think most people, it's between 15 minutes and half an hour. But don't forget about all that. You know, just like little things, loose ends to tie up. You never really fall asleep the time you're aiming to. You just kind of have to be realistic with yourself.
That may be part of my problem, because if I'm in bed more than 5 minutes, I'm not asleep. I get out of bed going, I guess I'm not ready for bed, and I'll go turn on the TV. And maybe that's part of my problem in the middle of the night when I wake up. You know, if I don't fall back asleep immediately, I get up and go watch TV. I should just close my eyes and just kind of chill.
Yeah, I would try to give yourself half an hour and say, like, you know, if your quote unquote, you know, bedtime is midnight, I would say try to get into bed at 11:30 and see what happens. And maybe, you know, you'll notice that you're falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
Because I'm up in the middle of the night, I go to sleep like at 10. But then at 1 or 2 in the morning, I'm up. I watch a show. I'll do emails. Then I go back to sleep for an hour or two, and I'm up again. And it's, I've got to change that. So
yeah, well, here's another trick, mm-hmm. too, is, if you're noticing that feeling when you're in bed and you're just kind of tossing and turning, it actually is helpful to go into another room for a few minutes until you get tired. You can like read a boring book or something, just try something that can kind of like, you know, allow your mind to just relax, nothing too taxing. Because you don't, the kind of flip side of that is that you don't want to associate your bedroom with stress or with feeling anxious. And if you're just starting to make yourself anxious in the middle of the night, a good idea is to kind of get up and you know, see how you're feeling, and then you can go back to bed when you're feeling a little more tired.
Okay, real quick, because we're going to run out of time. What about those that like to keep hitting the snooze alarm?
Okay, this is a toxic relationship you really, really need to get out of your life. Just break up with the snooze. My favorite thing is if you put the alarm as close to your bedroom door as possible. That way you're going to have to get up, walk all the way across the room to turn it off. That helps me immensely. And even like since your door is open because you're sleeping in your new well-ventilated room, you could even stick it just outside your door. And then that way you're already up, you're already out of the bedroom, and then you can feel, you know, ready to start the day. You're not going to want to get back into bed after that. So please, if you do one thing, break up with the snooze.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I'm going to move my clock, but I'm going to follow some of these suggestions. So I invite our listeners to do the same. Lindsay, thank you for helping us. You're going to make a big difference in everybody's lives, but I know especially mine. I want you to invite you to check out purewow.com. We're going to put a link up on our website as well. Lindsay, we'd love to have you back because it is so much fun, and pick another fun topic. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru. And remember, if you have a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just Ask David. Thank you for listening.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.